Hello and welcome to the Sound Steps podcast, Conversations in Auditory Verbal Therapy, with me, Shefali Shah, a listening and spoken language CERT AVT professional. As the excitement around the birth of your little one subsides, the reality of raising this little being can be both exhausting and bewildering. What do you even say to this little person? So if you're wondering how your baby or young child learns to talk or will learn to talk, this Sound Steps podcast is for you. Yes, these conversations are rooted in my practice with babies and young children who are deaf or hard of hearing and the families who raise them to listen, learn and talk via auditory verbal therapy. However, they are equally applicable to all young children developing early and fluent spoken language because auditory verbal therapy is modeled on natural patterns of development. So come have a listen. Worrying is just a state of being a parent, I think. I mean, let's face it and be honest. All of us worry. We worry about whether we're doing enough for our children. We worry about whether our children are progressing enough. We worry about everything. We worry about whether we are quote-unquote good parents. We worry about whether we are feeding them nutritious food. But we always worry about whether we are doing enough for our children. And then taking it a step forward, we worry about, is our child progressing? If that is what keeps you awake at night, if that is a refrain that is replaying in your head, come have a listen, because I really want to help you manage this aspect of your parenting, especially as parent of a child who is deaf or hard of hearing. 90% of deaf or hard of hearing children are born to hearing parents who have little or no knowledge of deafness. Understandably, many of these families want to raise their child who is deaf or hard of hearing to learn to talk via listening alone, just like they did. Sophisticated hearing technology and the early identification of hearing loss make this possible. The Sound Steps podcast, Conversations in Auditory Verbal Therapy, shares conversations that I've coached parents through to facilitate their deaf or hard of hearing child achieving his developmental milestones and smoothing out bumps along the way, all of which are so essential to bringing your child who is deaf or hard of hearing to age-appropriate or ahead-of-age development, ready to graduate from early intervention services. This show culminates in celebrating the accomplishments of these energetic teenagers and emerging adults as they revel in the abundant choices that have opened up for them as a result of being able to participate in a hearing world. So come have a listen and experience the joy of raising a baby who is deaf or hard of hearing to learn, think and talk via listening alone, via auditory verbal therapy, knowing that with early identification, sophisticated modern hearing technology and appropriate services, your child too can enjoy life in all its fullness, free of limitations. So welcome. The show notes below following each episode with their top tips and timestamps allow you to revisit these conversations. And if you need my help in any way, the links given below will help you reach me. And don't forget to look at the show notes below for resources on this topic. Auditory verbal therapy is a science, and Warren Estabrooks explains that beautifully in episode 5 on this podcast. So why am I bringing the scientific aspect of auditory verbal therapy up when we are talking about progress? Because when we worry about our child progressing, not progressing, progressing sufficiently, progressing insufficiently, if the question "Is My Child Progressing" resonates with you, then know that the only way to put it to rest is to measure that progress. And going back to my point that auditory verbal therapy is rooted in science, we need to assess, we need to measure that progress. Your opinion on your child's progress, my opinion on your child's progress, the opinion of a third person, professional or otherwise, on your child's progress is hugely subjective. What we need is data, because data is objective. So coming back to the question, is my child progressing? The only way to know is to measure that progress. And how do we measure progress in auditory verbal therapy? Well, by administering internationally standardized assessments. Now, I don't want to get into technicalities here. This is not the platform for that discussion. But your LISL professional will certainly guide you on which assessments are relevant to your child. I just need to mention here that these assessments are administered annually. At best, they can, for reasons of review or medical reasons, at best they could be administered 6 monthly, but otherwise they are administered annually. So we have the data from your assessment. So what do these standardized assessments do? They measure in numerical terms what your child knows, what your child understands, how clear your child's speech is, how much expressive language the child has, what are the grammatical forms that are emerging in your child's development. There is a whole range of aspects of language development and cognition and speech that one can assess. And each assessment is specific to that area of measurement. The point I'm trying to make is that the assessment provides us the data on which we can then decide whether the progress is appropriate. The question is then, what is appropriate progress? Now, we need to remember that for many children, and your child may well fall into this category, they were born with a hearing loss. We term that a congenital hearing loss. So it would be fair to assume in those cases that those children did not hear in utero. Now, you will know from your audiologist that hearing develops in the 5th month of life in utero. So 4 months of auditory deprivation is what a child who is congenitally deaf or hard of hearing is dealing with as she enters the world at birth. On top of that, then, add the period from birth to the time of diagnosis, fitting of optimal amplification, and the commencement of appropriate early intervention services. So the point I'm trying to make is that the condition of being born as deaf or hard of hearing means that it is accompanied with a developmental lag. That is just built into the condition of being born with any disability, but specifically here for our discussion, for children who are deaf or hard of hearing. We are dealing with a developmental lag. What are we going to do about it? The whole purpose of auditory verbal therapy is to address that developmental lag so that very systematically that gap closes. And not only does your child achieve age-appropriate levels, but in many cases goes ahead of age. In a nutshell, the purpose of those standardized assessments is to facilitate your child's age-appropriate development, because those assessments provide the data on which we plan. So it's not enough to just do the assessment and then leave it on a little shelf in the sunshine. one has to use the results of those tests to work collaboratively with our families so that we break those down into tangible, measurable targets. And how do we achieve that? Through planning. Now, depending on who your service provider is, you will have different means of planning. So LISL professionals may follow different systems by which they plan. But the point is that there is planning. The only way to address that developmental lag is through systematic and ongoing planning. Now, at Sound Steps, we do that by creating an auditory verbal treatment plan, which we work with collaboratively with families every 90 days, that is every 3 months. And the reason for choosing 90 days is that it's a nice chunk of time without it being too daunting, you know, like, because one has to plan and we have to then be able to say where we want our child to be 3 months from now. 3 months is a reasonable, doable, manageable chunk of time in which to plan specifically without it becoming too overwhelming. And it is sufficient to allow the child to absorb, consolidate, and therefore demonstrate that that progress has been made. So along the way, the assessment of progress is in the child demonstrating the use of that vocabulary, that language form, that concept, if it is an expressive language target or a target in cognition or thinking, and if it is a receptive language target where it is understanding of spoken language that we are working towards, then well, is the child demonstrating that she understands that language form, that vocabulary, that question form, whatever the target is in receptive language? I thought the best way to help you appreciate this aspect of progress and assessing progress is by including you in some of the conversations I've had with parents as we plan. So have a listen, and I thank all the parents with whom it has been my absolute privilege to have worked with over the years at Sound Steps.
We are due for our next plan. So yeah. What would you like? What comes to mind in terms of your focus or any one wish or any questions you might have that I need to start thinking about?
In the earlier plans that you used to give me, you used to give me all the examples, like, you know, still now you give me some examples of the targets that we have. Okay. But once, I don't know when, but you shifted to a thing that you bring your own examples.
Why? Very good observation. Why?
When you shifted to that, I started reflecting that language that I can use in my own situation. And that was such a good step because I started thinking about those targets very deeply.
Excellent. It was very liberating, no?
It was, yeah, because see, and when you asked me to bring in my own examples, my mind just opened before and there was no thinking from my part to be done. I just read and I just came here. And I think that was also important because we were just starting therapy at that time and it was more important for me to understand, like, what does a therapy entail? If at that point you would have asked me to bring in my own examples, I would be at a loss.
Very insightful and absolutely correct.
But later on, I feel that you have understood that maybe I am at that situation in life where I can also bring in some inputs with my daily observations.
The auditory verbal therapy is about parents driving the therapy. Now, sometimes individual situations vary and certain personalities are ready to jump into the driver's seat from day one. Other personalities need a little more support. And for those personalities that do need a little support, we must provide you with the support you need so that you can come to this point where you are confident enough, inspired enough, reflective enough, and insightful enough to bring in your own examples.
Yes.
Because that means you are driving the therapy.
So coming back to driving the therapy, what was it that was making you, that was holding you back?
I feel that, I think it all comes down to, you know, I think the confidence that we have upon ourselves and maybe we have upon our child as well. So now I feel that I'm ready to push myself to a more wholesome situation.
What is that one point of resistance that we need to identify so that we can change? Because that should be the content of our next plan.
I have to respect what she says, and then only I can have a good, you know, conversation. Because I feel that I'm not giving her equal opportunity to, you know, to talk to me about stuff, and I'm not appreciating her point of view, whether it be correct or not. I feel that she's supposed to say something in a correct way, and this is the correct way. But it's not like that. All perspectives are correct. It's just her perspective of being a two-year-old child, which I have to appreciate.
That is the shift that we are going to put in the next plan. Because that's a huge shift. It's a huge shift. And you will see some wonderful changes in her. In a very short period of time, way beyond your expectations. So well done.
Thank you, Mom.
So Rashi did some thinking and planning. And a week later, here we are, discussing the new plan for her daughter.
I would like to have more conversations with her. Few lines of to and fro. Like currently, I feel that the talk we are having is like I'm asking her a question and then she is giving me a reply. Okay, but it doesn't move more than like two questions on my part. But it feels like you know, we are having like some kind of a question and exam, like a test, something. Yeah,
that's a really honest observation. So first, I think we'll need to discuss how we have a conversation or what qualifies as a conversation. And then, but I take your point that yes, you would like to encourage and support her conversational skills. In fact, I would say that that is the main focus of this next plan period, because her vocabulary is growing well. She's talking spontaneously in 3 to 4 word sentences. She's asking questions. She loves to read. She's at the level of listening to a taped signal. All that is going on.
Currently, ma'am, also like she has her favorite, some kind of polar bear that she's carrying around, and she talks to it. So she's asking questions to the polar bear, and then she's thinking that what the polar bear might say. So she's giving a response also, and it can go on for like 5 minutes, like a good 5 minutes.
So that's an absolutely excellent observation that I would put as an expressive language target. That's a good expressive language target. And that would be the main one. So you want to continue with expressive language?
Okay. I was also thinking about her using more past tense her vocabulary. Yesterday I asked her some question, like, you know, did you do something naughty in school? Like, so she said, yeah, I bumped into her friend. So she said, I bumped into her. And then what happened? So she said she started fighting.
You recall, did she said bumped or she said she bump? She used the past tense. I want you to make a list of some verbs that you think that she's not using in past tense, because she's using many of them. And then I'll incorporate those into the plan. Anything else in expressive language? Because I'll call up my thoughts then.
I have written some irregular plurals.
Very good. Is she using plurals consistently now?
Yes, she's using plurals like trees, cows, buffaloes. Those are just coming naturally to her. Also, she's using children.
Excellent. So she's beginning to use some irregular plurals, like horses, probably because it comes up in stories and stuff like that.
On our way to her school, there's like a horse stable and we see the horses.
So I think we'll begin with the irregular plurals, the ones that she doesn't really get to hear that often.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
About some question forms that she can answer.
What I put in the plan is that I think she's more than ready for us to use more open-ended questions. An ideal question to use right now is, what do you think?
Okay.
Or do you think? Like, do you think it's going to rain today? Really? She says, yes. So really? Then you take her to the window and say, the sun's out. I'm not so sure it's going to rain. Maybe it'll rain later. So time words like later, I know she knows now. I'm going to put those in cognition for sure.
When we are looking to close the gap, we are talking about being able to achieve a certain pace of progress. Not only do we want to deliver progress, as I say to every family entering the Sound Step service, I'm in a hurry because we need for your child to catch up. What does that translate into in terms of numbers? It means that the auditory verbal therapy service has to deliver a service that facilitates your child making 12 months progress in 12 months time. And then the pace of progress must increase in your child making not only 12 months progress in 12 months time, but more than 12 months progress in 12 months time if that developmental gap is to be closed. And if your child is to progress ahead of age, because coming back to the point I made earlier, remember that our children who are born deaf or hard of hearing are born with developmental lag because they probably did not hear in utero. And I trust that these discussions that you have had the opportunity to listen to have helped clarify how we measure progress and how we address closing the gap. Thank you so much for your interest and time and for listening all the way to the end of this episode. I'd like to leave you with the one thought that when we talk about progress and when you worry about is my child progressing, remember that we need objective data to answer that question. And the only way that we can get that data is by administering internationally standardized assessments, which are administered annually, and then collaborating with our professional in planning such that that developmental gap is closed and our child not only achieves age-appropriate development, but ahead-of-age development and is ready to graduate from the service. Coming up next on the podcast is an episode on keeping up with my child. Yes, you are at that happy phase where your child is progressing so beautifully that you, me, and all those working with your child have to keep pace with our child. So make sure to come in and listen to it. If you enjoyed this conversation and are looking to support your deaf or hard of hearing child at Sound Steps, whether in person or online with me, Shefali Shah, contact me at soundsteps.uk. If you are looking to train in auditory verbal therapy with me via my accredited and entirely online LearnAVT course, then do contact me at learnavt.com. Until then, stay chatting with your child.